Yeah, firstly, there is no doubt that the remarks by Grace Mugabe were aimed at the Vice President, Joyce Mujuru. This is the clearest indication that all she is doing in the provinces has one political objective, and that political objective is to remove the Vice President as the Vice President and Second Secretary of the ruling party. For things that we really need to interrogate, there was a statement at some point where she said that these people want to destroy me, they want to drag me in the streets. My suspicion is that within this factional infighting, there could be some individuals who are aligned to the Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, who could have said something against the First Family and hence this fury and this anger from the First Lady.
Some senior ZANU-PF officials have warned that if this factionalism is not contained, the party might actually split. Is there a possibility that this might happen?
I don't see ZANU-PF splitting. ZANU-PF has just come from an election which it thinks it won and it is in control. And historically, there are few examples where you see ruling parties going for a split after winning power, after consolidating power. And there are very few who would dare the president to the extent that they can challenge him and think that they can survive outside ZANU. It's very difficult to survive outside ZANU because ZANU-PF is a competitive authoritarian regime, a clientelist, a kleptocratic, paternalistic, neo-patrimonial regime that survives on the conflation between the state and the party. And anyone who challenges Mugabe or who threatens to quit will not survive outside ZANU because they all survive on ZANU, the apparatus.